Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning at his peak for the first phase of parliamentary elections, senior political leaders holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says his party's Sankalp Patra aims at transforming dreams of 140 crore people into reality. Congress calls BJP's manifesto a pack of lies. India urges Iran and Israel to shun violence and return to path of diplomacy. Nation pays tributes to father of the Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary today. And Indian women wrestlers bagged 2 silver and 2 bronze in the Asian Championships in Kyrgyzstan today. Campaigning is at its peak for the first phase of parliamentary elections. Senior leaders of political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Addressing a public meeting in Piparia in Narmadapuram district of Madhya Pradesh, after the release of BJP's Sankalp Patra, PM Modi said BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor, and it aimed at transforming dreams of 140 crore people into reality. He said strong expansion of social, physical and digital infrastructure is the top priority of the BJP. Mr. Modi said that the government will continue all the schemes in the next 5 years.
ये संकल्प पत्र विकसित भारत के 4 मजबूत स्तंभ युवा शक्ति नारी शक्ति गरीब किसान इन सभी को सशक्त करता है हमारा फोकस क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ उस पर है एक तरफ हमने कई सारे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर निर्माण से बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार बनाने की बात की है दूसरी तरफ हम स्टार्टअप और ग्लोबल सेंटर्स को बढ़ावा देकर हाई वैल्यू सर्विसेज पर भी ध्यान देने जा रहे हैं
सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर एंड यूनियन मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह सेड द बीजेपी इज द ओनली पार्टी व्हिच वॉक्स द टॉक एंड डिलीवर्स ऑन हिज प्रॉमिसेस स्पीकिंग एट पब्लिक मीटिंग्स एट जमुई एंड बांका इन बिहार He said if one goes to party's manifesto, it is clear that it fulfilled the promises of scrapping Article 370 and Triple Talaq. Holding election rallies for Grand Alliance candidates, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav claimed that only the INDI alliance can fulfill the dream of youths. While campaigning in Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah asserted that reservation will always remain in the country and his party will not allow anyone to destroy it. He said the party worked to revive the cultural norms, curb terrorism and almost end naxalism.
ये 10 साल के अंदर मोदी जी ने नक्सलवाद को पूरे देश से समाप्त किया है एक उसकी पूंछ बची है सिर्फ छत्तीसगढ़ में मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं नक्सलवाद को हम छत्तीसगढ़ से समाप्त कर देंगे
Addressing an election rally at Srinagar Garhwal in Uttarakhand, UP Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath outlined India's progress over the past decade and emphasized the transformational changes seen across the country. Addressing a public meeting in Rajasthan's Jalore, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completely cut off from people and the issues. She claimed that BJP is not fighting against corruption, but only wants to gag the opposition.
इन बातों से आपके जीवन का क्या मतलब है? कोई मतलब है? मेरी बहनें यहाँ बैठी हैं। सबसे बड़ी आपकी समस्या महंगाई है। मुझे लगता है कि कुछ हो गया है मोदी जी को। समझ नहीं पा रहे हैं। तो मुझे सचमुच लगता है कि मोदी जी कट चुके हैं देश की जनता से।
BSP Chief Mayawati has promised to take concrete steps for making Western Uttar Pradesh a separate state if a government comes to power at the centre. Starting the election campaign from Saharanpur, Ms. Mayawati said that her party is contesting the elections alone with full preparation on its own strength. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today criticised BJP's election manifesto saying it must not be trusted as it could not do anything for the poor in the last 10 years. Speaking to media after addressing a public meeting in Nagpur this afternoon, he said The youth is looking for jobs, inflation is rising, but the Prime Minister is not worried about these issues.
अपने कार्यकाल में उन्होंने ऐसा कोई बड़ा काम नहीं किया. अब युवा नौकरी के लिए तड़प रहे, रास्ते पे आए और इन्फ्लेशन इतना बड़ा है, सभी दाम खाने पीने के और सभी चीजें आकाश को पहुंचे हैं, उसकी उनको फिक्र नहीं है.
Earlier, briefing media in Delhi, party leader Supriya Srinath said the BJP manifesto for Lok Sabha elections released today is a pack of lies. She alleged plans for providing employment have not been included in the BJP manifesto. AAP leader and Delhi Minister Atishi referred to BJP's election manifesto as Jumla Patra and accused the party of not fulfilling its promises even after staying in power for 10 years. Criticizing the manifesto, RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav said it has no mention of youths, farmers or employment and nothing for states like Bihar. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has dubbed the BJP's manifesto a post-dated check drawn on a failing bank. He has asserted that the Congress led by Rahul Gandhi will end people's misery. In the series of key Lok Sabha constituencies of the country, let us talk about Jabalpur Lok Sabha seat of Madhya Pradesh. We have a report from a correspondent.
The cultural capital of Madhya Pradesh with 52 ponds and many cultural and historical heritages, Jabalpur's Lok Sabha seat is unreserved and one of the most important seat of the state. There are 8 assembly constituencies in Jabalpur Lok Sabha seat. More than 18,83,000 voters will use their democratic rights in this seat. Of these, around 9,57,000 are male and 9,27,000 are female voters, while 97 voters belong to the third gender. A total of 19 candidates are in the fray in Jabalpur. BJP has given ticket to Ashish Dubey, while Congress has made Dinesh Yadav its candidate. Along with BSP and many local parties, 7 independent candidates are also in the fray. In the last Lok Sabha elections, BJP candidate Rakesh Singh had defeated Congress candidate Vivek Krishna Tanka by a margin of around 4.5 lakh votes. With a history of Gondwana and Kalchuri period and famous for the manufacturing units of Defence Ministry, Jabalpur seat has been held by BJP for the last 27 years. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the mountainous district Doda is on the brink of making a history by welcoming over 36 voters above the age of 100 years. There are 37 voters in the district who are above the age of 100 years and are ready to vote during these elections. The oldest among these stands at the age of 108 years. The district election officer has made special arrangements for them. Palki, palanquins will be provided to them so that they come and vote. The Election Commission of India allows old people to cast their votes at their homes, and for that purpose, teams of ECI officials will be visiting the homes to help them cast their vote in advance. But in Doda district, these above 100 years old voters have decided not to cast their votes in their homes, but to reach the nearby polling stations and cast votes on April 19th along with other voters. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Anurag Agarwal stated that so far, 1,666 complaints have been received by the department through the C-Vigil app in the state, out of which 1,383 complaints are valid and dealt with according to the rules. These include 348 complaints in Ambala district, 53 in Bhiwani district, 62 in Faridabad, 64 in Fatehabad, 98 in Gurugram, 103 in Hisar, 96 in Panchkula, 367 in Sirsa, 116 in Sonipat, and 52 complaints in Yamunanagar. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Minister of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation, and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for an immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance of maintaining security and stability in the region. It further urged both the nations to step back from violence and return to the path of diplomacy. Meanwhile, air raid sirens sounded across Israel earlier this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. India has gifted 35 ambulances and 66 school buses to various organizations spread across different districts of Nepal and working in the field of health and education today. The keys of the vehicles were handed over by Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav in the presence of Nepal's Finance Minister Barsha Manpun. The ambassador stated that this has been one of the long-standing initiatives of the Government of India under the Nepal-India Development Partnership. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armor-protected main battle tank. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, continue to remain net buyers for the third month in April in Indian stock markets. National Securities Depository Limited, NSDL data, showed that so far in the month they bought stocks worth 13,347 crore rupees in India. Firm GDP growth forecasts, inflation at manageable levels, political stability at the central government level and signs that the central bank is done tightening its monetary policy have all contributed to painting a bright picture for the Indian economy. President Draupadi Munmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at a statue in the Parliament complex on his 134th birth anniversary today. In wrestling, Indian women grapplers Harshita and Anju Panghal bagged the silver medals at the Senior Asian Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. Harshita lost to China's Qian Xiang 2-5 in the 72kg category, while Anju faced a defeat against Ji Hyang Kim of North Korea, 0-10 in the 53kg category. India also secured two bronze medals today. In the women's 65kg category, Antim Panghal defeated Soo Bin Kim of South Korea, while Manisha Bhanwala defeated Arian Geraldine Karpi of Hungary. In shooting, India's Palak Gulia won bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol category in the ISSF Olympic Qualification Championships in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. The reigning Asian champion also bagged a Paris Olympic quota with the victory. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Knight Riders overhauled the target of 162 in just 15.4 overs. Philip Salt remained unbeaten, scoring 89 runs off 47 balls. Salt has been adjudged player of the match. The second match between Mumbai Indians and Chennai Super Kings is underway at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Chennai Super Kings were 179 for 3 in 18.5 overs. A short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning at its peak for the first phase of parliamentary elections, senior political leaders holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says his party's Sankalp Patra aims at transforming dreams of 140 crore people into reality. Congress calls BJP's manifesto a pack of lies. India urges Iran and Israel to shun violence and return to path of diplomacy. Nation pays tributes to father of the constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary today. And Indian women wrestlers bag 2 silver and 2 bronze in the Asian Championships in Kyrgyzstan. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.